This Friday, we'll see the virtual premiere of a new Native American theater company in Eugene. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The debut of Ilulu Native Theater will feature three short plays about Native identity and relationships. The company is the creation of three women passionate about Native theater. Marta Clifford is an elder with the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde. She explains the new company's namesake, Ilulu.
I took that name from my favorite Kalapuya talking stone that's down along the Willamette River. It means joyful, and we get so much joy, and it's a way to honor all Native people, especially the Kalapuya people whose land we are on at this time.
Another founder, Lori Tapahanzo, coordinates LCC's Native American student program, but is also a lifelong thespian. She says a Native theater company like Ilulu gives Indigenous performers the opportunity to be authentic and true to their culture.
Although theater is about putting on masks and moving into character, on the flip side of that, it's also about us being able to be true to our stories and the audience being able to accept exactly what we're saying, how we present it, and the way that we mean. That's the beauty of theater, but specifically Native theater.
Plans were well underway for a Native theater company before the pandemic, but co-founder and University of Oregon theater professor Teresa May says they wanted to proceed and give Ilulu a soft launch. The long-term plan is for more performances showcasing original as well as contemporary Native plays and consultation.
There are theaters in our community who, when they do a play that has a Native character or has an Indigenous component, they don't have the expertise or the cultural competency. And so we want to also provide a service, a kind of Indigenous dramaturgy that might assist these other companies in performing works in responsible and culturally competent ways.
The debut of Ilulu Native Theater opens with a work by Cherokee author Diane Glancy. For disclosure's sake, she's also my English advisor from our McAllister college days. Glancy says she's honored that her play, The Woman Who Was a Red Deer Dressed for the Deer Dance, is the featured work on its silver anniversary.
It's about a grandmother and her granddaughter in the different ways of life, the more traditional and the more contemporary, and they get into a conflict. I've got a granddaughter, and I would like to talk to her and show her certain things, and she isn't terribly interested right now. She's a junior in high school. So that difference between generations has always been on my mind.
Two other short works, Nora the Yeti and To Walk the Red Road, will also be performed. Ilulu's premiere performance starts at 5 p.m. Friday. It's expected to last an hour. Zoom information is on the calendars for both Lane Community College and the University of Oregon. Brian Bull, KLCC News.